The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Indeed, and on this Friday morning, we're going to talk about the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners. They met last night. Joining us right now is District 3 Commissioner Lisa Beeden. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I think maybe the biggest thing the commissioners have been dealing with this year is a change in leadership at the St. Clair County Health Department. Where do we stand with that right now? What's happening?
So as you're aware, the position was split into two, and so we're coming up to the end of the contract with our current provider, and so we are we have a new public health officer, Liz King. The commissioners last night voted, and it passed 5-1. So Liz King will be our new public health officer. We are still working on finding a new medical director. That, as you know, is the physician piece of it, someone who has to be an MD with public health experience. So we made an offer to Dr. Rahman out of the candidates that we interviewed. As you can imagine, our physicians right now are in high demand, and so she was scooped up by another agency. So we are still looking for a medical director. That position is posted. In the meantime, so that services are not disrupted, Dr. Rahman has agreed to be an interim medical director for us. So we won't see any changes in services provided through the health department, but we are still actively looking for a medical director.
Do you know how many people have applied for that position, and how difficult do you think that is going to be to fill?
For the medical director, we had, I believe, two people apply. There might have been a third candidate that removed themselves from the interview process. I was part of the interview committee, and we interviewed two of the candidates that were qualified. So the first time it posted, we had three come forward. So it'll be interesting. We definitely want to make sure that whoever we get in to this position understands our county, understands the unique needs of St. Clair County. There's been a lot of great work done by the health department over the last few years. A lot of good relationships have been built, and we definitely want to see that sustain and continue the path that the health department is on. They do more than just COVID, right? And so a lot of what the health department does, we don't see, and that's a good thing. They're making sure that the preventative care is there for our community. They're making sure that young moms have the information that they need, whether it's through a breastfeeding program or WIC. They're helping our kindergarten students get ready to start school with hearing and vision testing. So there's just a lot that goes on at the health department that we want to make sure we have the right person in that seat.
You mentioned signing a contract for an interim health director. How long does that contract run?
Right now it's through September. So she has agreed to stay on through the summer for us. So that does give us a couple of more months to seek candidates and get them through the interview process.
All right. Well, it's the clock definitely ticking on that. Moving on, you also discussed some things happening within the Drain Commission Department last night. Talk a little bit more about that, if you would.
Sure. One of the things I like about county government is that we're a place for the community to come and air their concerns. And while we're not necessarily the end-all, final decision-maker, we definitely want people to come to the table and bring with them solutions. So last night we had a couple of other county officials. So we had the Wales Township supervisor and the Brockway supervisor there last night, just talking to us about their concerns with the drain commissioner, things going on out of that department. And the drain commissioner is an elected official, so it's a unique situation where they don't report straight line to the Board of Commissioners. But there's some concerns that they brought forward about some drains in their area and the long-term impacts that could have on the community. And so we've offered to come to the table and make sure that the drain commissioner is there, that the road commissioners are there. We've got two of our county commissioners, Greg McConnell and Dave Rushing, who are knowledgeable in this area. And so we're going to get that group together to talk out some of these details and see how we can come to a mutually beneficial solution for the county.
We are certainly in a time period right now where there's a lot of attention being paid to infrastructure, a lot of federal money becoming made available. Might that be a possible solution, at least some of that federal money that's being made available for infrastructure could be spent on that?
Certainly, we can look at that. I think that the issues that they're talking about are certainly infrastructure related, but also how the Drain Commission office is running right now. And so there's a lot of moving pieces there, and we want to be collaborative and work with all of our government officials and departments just to make sure that we are doing everything that we can. And the American Rescue Plan funds may be a part of that.
Speaking of those funds, each commissioner has been given a sum of money to take back to their district. And what is your plan? What are you advocating for that money to go toward in District 3?
So each commissioner was allocated $500,000 to help their district. And so I'm a little unique in that I'm solely Port Huron. I'm the only commissioner with one area, like one government entity. And as you know, Port Huron got a large sum of American Rescue Plan funds as well. So I'm really looking at those nonprofit organizations that serve maybe a county need. So some of the projects that I've supported so far was a generator for Radio First. You handle the emergency alarm system for our county, and so we want to make sure that you have a generator there that we can get information out to our citizens. I also worked to get Mid-City Nutrition a generator so that, we lose power. They're still able to provide services to our community. And then last night, the commissioners approved about $38,000 to go to Blue Water Recovery Outreach Center, so they're known as BW Rock, to expand the physical space of their office so that they can offer more services to those seeking recovery and long-term recovery.
All right, well,
so I've probably got another half a dozen proposals to work through and to get through the county, but my focus is on kind of those countywide nonprofits that maybe need a little boost.
It's a once in a generation sort of lift with that money being made available, isn't it?
It sure is, and we want to make sure that we're doing the most good with that, because, like you said, it's a one time gift, and so how do we use those funds to continue gifting the community or raising it up the best way that we can.
Well, fantastic. Lisa, I appreciate the update. Thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.